GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. Welcome back to the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. UMaine Chancellor Denil Malloy in Bangor this morning and dialing in on the PDQ door telephone line. Chancellor, we'd love to get an earful from you, learning more about this Maine Values U. I don't know if you call it a program or an initiative that was announced yesterday. What do you call it, sir?
Well, it's a program or an initiative. Actually, what it is communication. What we need to do is have people understand that the University of Maine system, its seven universities, offer an unbelievable bargain for a great education. And we need to reach out to the entire Maine community. You know, we live in a state that has a much higher than average high school graduation rate, but a lower than average number of students going off to college immediately after graduating. And that hurts the state. It holds the state back. We know that there are thousands of unfilled jobs in Maine right now. They're unfilled because we're not matching the human capital to the needs of the capital market, if you will. And so we know that if we educate more young Maine people, they're more likely to stay in the state. They're more likely to be higher wage earners, and they're more likely to be overall successful. For that matter, they're more likely to be healthy for the rest of their lifetime. I know that sounds strange, but statistically it's true. So what we're trying to do is make sure that parents, guidance counselors, and students understand what's possible. What is possible is that 1,200 people will be admitted to our universities come late next August or early September, who will have all of their tuition and all of their fees paid by federal and state programs because they could not otherwise afford to attend college. 1,200 folks. Now, put that in perspective. We graduate about 12,000 young people from college. 1,200 can come to our university system, or more for that matter, free of tuition and free of fees. And the other thing that we want people to know is Maine has made a big investment in the university system, as well as the community college system, but I'm the chancellor of the university system. They've made a big investment, and the federal government, through its research programs, have made a big investment, and philanthropy has made a big investment in this system to the tune of about $400 million a year. That's why we're more affordable. And so we really need to get that message out. We value our young people. We know we need more young people to stay in Maine and, for that matter, to come to Maine to fill the jobs that we have now, but that we can reasonably predict will be available in the future. Mm. And the other thing that we're trying to get out there is you can apply to our universities for free. You can apply for one of them or all seven of them at the same time. The other message we're trying to get out is meet us halfway, apply. Apply means to fill out your FAFSA form, which is a federal form. Your guidance counselor can explain it to you and your parents. And that's the beginning of the road to understand what's available to make an education affordable for you and your family. Then apply to our universities. And you'll find the right university match in that system, from very small campuses to much larger campuses, from urban settings to rural settings, and on-site settings across the state if you can't get to stay or don't want to go to one of the main campuses. So we value our young people. We value residents of Maine. We want to build the economy. And the other final thing I would say to you is we are heavily invested in making sure that every young person who comes to one of our universities has an experiential learning opportunity and maybe has three or four or five of those, whether it's in research functioning, whether it's in a job placement or part-time job placement. We're going to make sure that we can tie your education to a real-life experience, a co-op, if you will, in some cases, and you will be ready to work when you graduate.
As we're talking with University of Maine System Chancellor Denil Malloy, again, the Maine Values U student outreach program. My first question is, where was this in 1983 when I needed this? Although I am happy that my son graduates in 2020. A listener wanted us to ask you, Chancellor, if you knew, what are the metrics to decide which of the graduating seniors might be eligible or find a home in the program, Maine Values U?
Well, I think everybody can find a place. It doesn't mean that everyone is going to be able to attend free of tuition and fees, but a much larger percentage of folks will be able to attend at less than the posted rate, if you will. But that really begins by filling out what's called a FAFSA form. The federal government, the season to do that just started 2 days ago. Guidance counselors can explain it to you. Maine FAME. A website will walk you through it. And basically, it's telling the story of your family, or if you're a non-traditional student, your own personal story. And from that, a judgment will be made what programs you qualify, what scholarships you might qualify for as well. And again, that will produce many, many, I mean, an extremely large percentage of our students coming in next August or September will receive some form of aid against, by the way, a cost that is substantially lower than private universities to begin with. But you have to fill out that FAFSA form.
A listener wants us to ask, what is the cost of the Maine Values U program and who's paying for it? Where's the money coming from?
Well, it doesn't. We do receive an allotment in the state budget on an ongoing basis, and that's been in existence for just about ever. We do raise a lot of money through philanthropic causes and foundations. We do receive a fair amount of money at some of our universities for research functions, which actually reimburse us for some of our costs on top of the cost of the research we're doing on behalf of in large part, the federal government, and then of course tuition. We have a posted tuition rate, which we think is the number that someone who doesn't need any aid should pay. But then we also understand that many people in Maine need assistance, and therefore there are scholarships as well as state and federal programs to make university education more affordable. And then there are different types of loans as well. We can help you through that entire process. This is not as hard as people losing sleep thinking about it might be. And we have plenty of people within the system and other organizations within state government to walk people through this process.
Chancellor, it covers tuition and fees. I'm guessing among those fees, not necessarily the room and board?
Not room and board. That probably would involve some amount of outlay of personal or family dollars, but again, I would also say that there is the possibility of scholarships covering portions of that as well. So there are lots of opportunities. The largest program is the Pell Grant program, the federal government program. Last year, we've done an analysis. Last year, about 37% of people going to college in Maine failed to fill out the FAFSA form. And what we now know is that left about $10 million on the table that if a person had filled out that form would have been eligible for. That's a lot of money in the state of Maine.
Is it sustainable? A lot of excitement for a parent who has a child out of the class of 2020. But do we look ahead to 2021 and see a continuation of the Maine Values U program outreach?
Yes, you know, that's absolutely our plan. We are training ourselves on the expense side and have been doing that for years with respect to, we actually froze tuition for 6 years in the system. So we have positioned ourselves, and with these federal programs, with other state programs, with philanthropy and other scholarship opportunities, most of our students will come to our university system at less than the posted rate.
Daniel Malloy, the University of Maine System Chancellor. One listener asks us to ask you, it's the 7 college campuses to which a student might attend. Is it just the 7 because there are, I want to say, satellite offices or satellite campuses?
No, it's everything. It is the entire
map.
System and availability of courses online, in person, on campuses, in centers across the state. I think we should be very proud that Maine has long recognized that we need to educate people where they are. And it's a big state with a relatively small population. We're out there pretty close to wherever a listener is right now.
Mm-hmm. And here comes the inevitable question. Someone says, where am I supposed to go to get my kid applied?
Well, hopefully your kid's in high school, and it can start there with a counselor. The FAFSA form needs to be filled out online. If you don't have access to a computer, go to a local library to do that. We have, Maine FAME has a website that can walk people through it. Your guidance counselor can walk through people through it. There will be a number of sessions across the state. Where we will meet families or individuals who need help in filling it out. That will be posted in your local newspaper on our system website for the Maine University system or for the Maine FAME website. Lots of help out there. Mm-hmm. We want to drive up the rate of people filling these forms out. We want people to get the money. We certainly don't want to leave $10 million on the table and have people also at the same time have lost the opportunity. Or what happens in some of those cases is they leave after a semester or two semesters because they can't afford it. Well, they can't afford it because they didn't fill out the forms. Mm.
I found a site. I think Dan DeMera just sent it my way. And
oh, did he?
Can I trust this guy?
Yeah.
He suggests that going online to apply.maine, M-A-I-N-E, all spelled out, apply.maine.edu. Apply.maine.edu is where you go to get started. University of Maine System Chancellor Denyl Malloy on the PD Cudor telephone line. Thank you, Chancellor. We'll talk to you again very soon on our program. Best to you and go Black Bears.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.